This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
I want to take a bath and listen to this. Throw one leg up on the side.
About time.
There's room.
No. Is this a song to do that to?
Me?
No.
Oh, I don't know. We'll do that at 8-1.
Bath bombs like mushrooms.
My God. I watched that. I told Jimmy this. Man, the movie Pleasantville is a gem of a movie.
Available on HBO Max.
It is. I've seen it umpteen times, but every time I watch it, I find such different little deeper meanings to it. It's real, real good.
You like this one better than Rufus Wainwright's cover?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, a lot of people have done it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's been covered a bunch of times.
Sure, Jackal did it.
I can get it done. I can maybe get Dixie Ink on it.
This has been covered by Seether, Scorpions.
Scorps?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God. Okay. That's going to be my theme then.
Yeah.
I'm going to find the same song done by different people. All covered up weekend.
Well, maybe Fiona Apple will do Rock You Like a Hurricane now.
Yeah. I looked her up when I sent you that link. I looked her up to look at her now.
Yeah, she's got a great album this year. It's really, really good. It was,
really?
I mean, it was... Critically, it was a huge, huge smash.
I hate the critics.
Yeah, it was really good, though.
Oh, some of PTA's creativity rubbed off on her, finally.
She's like...
She's always been good.
She's, how do I put this without sounding like a total jerk?
Good luck.
She sings great. She's a great singer. Yeah. I enjoy her voice. Reminds me of Sarah Silverman.
She looks sleepy.
Yes, she always looks like... Really tired or on a lot of drugs. Not Sarah Silverman. This one here. Fiona Apple. That's right.
She looked like a porn star I used to watch a lot. That's how she looks.
You think of that video. Video where they're laying around naked on shag carpet and stuff. Anyway.
Old Danny.
We'll review music tomorrow with a Brutally Honest Music Review. Right now, though, we're going to try to help... Mend some fences, I suppose. There's some fences, though, that, you know, with a fence, it usually separates two things, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes the person on the other side of the fence may not realize that that's a fence. You understand what I'm saying?
Daddy wants you to finish this fence.
Is it an invisible fence that's going to shock me when I go over it? Maybe, but you don't even know that the fence is there dividing you. What I'm saying is we have a guy on hold that wants to do Truth and Consequences. He wants to call someone close to him and tell them the truth about something. And that boy, you said that he's, nervous?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's close to the holidays. He's just trying to get through. He's a little nervous.
Trying to get through the holidays?
Trying to get through the holidays. All right, and we can say names too. Good. All right, let's welcome. Is it Gary or Gary? Or is it just ever how I want to say it? What do you prefer?
I think it's Gary.
Is it Gary?
It's Gary.
Ah, it's Gary.
You can say it any way you want.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
All right. How about Gare? Yeah. Can I call you Gare?
Gare.
Gare. Old Gare.
That's my uncle's name, Gare.
Gary, welcome to the show, sir. I understand you've got a lot on you right now.
Yeah. You could say that.
Tell us about it.
Well, there is nothing. I mean, nothing in this world more important than family.
Family, and, yes.
Family.
Yes.
And I lost my wife of 27 years last year. And I've got a daughter, and I've got three grandbabies.
Yeah.
And my daughter's a great mom, and she's done her best raising those kids. And their dad's not in the picture. And, well, my daughter's pretty strong-willed, and she's independent. And she doesn't walk around like I don't need a man, but she doesn't need a man. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm really proud of her. And this is going to be hard on her today, but I have to do it.
You sound scared to death. I mean, is this what'd you go and do? Or did you do something, or do you know what happened?
Listen, I'm not scared. I screwed up trying to do something good after doing something accidentally bad, and now I'm worried that trying to do the good, I just did something really, really bad.
To do what? Hold on, I'm not...
Whew.
You did something bad because you're trying to do something good, but because you're trying to do something good, you've done something really, really bad.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Got to get a pen and a piece of paper out.
So the week before last, I was over at my daughter Leanne's house.
Okay.
And we had dinner with her kids, and we had a nice meal. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up playing some basketball with the kids, and it was a real nice visit, just like always.
Yeah.
And we went out and, I don't want to say where, but they have a very long driveway. Well, here's the true story of what happened.
Okay. We're about to get it deep here, huh?
Well, now, Matt, man, don't be making me nervous, all right?
I'm sorry.
I'm nervous already, okay?
I'm sorry. I love
an
you.
Old fat boy is such a teddy bear on the phone, but kept telling me it's not to be nervous, and he actually admires me for doing this, but, I mean, it shows he's a nice guy,
well,
you know, but...
He's a dickhead in person,
don't
I can tell,
tell
you.
Everybody.
9 out of 10 dentists agree. Well, look, what I try to do with this, and I understand it doesn't always work, I try to, like, crack some, you know, little jokes, because I know you're very nervous. I'm trying to make it easy for you, but I totally understand. And you are you are very admired for coming clean about whatever this is, I think.
Well, okay, that makes sense too, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
Fat Boy was probably just trying to close the deal, to be honest with you. He's in charge of booking these segments, and quite frankly, he's the best AE we've got. He's really good, that Fat Boy.
The only one that shows up.
Yes. He's just trying to get his job done, probably. But anyway, Gary, tell us.
Well, I left her place, and I'm heading home, right? It was chilly, and I turn on the heat, and I start to smell something burnt, you know? It stunk to high heaven, right? Real bad.
Yeah.
I started feeling nervous. It was that bad. The more I think about it, the worse it makes me feel. This really sucks, guys.
I got you, man. Just don't cuss and we'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've all done some things.
You're nauseous. Yeah, I got a feeling about this, but go ahead.
Yeah,
that's part of why I'm doing this on the phone. I'm the Rise Guys as well. I tried, and I ended up crying, and my daughter said, "Oh, Daddy, what's wrong?" And I blamed it on missing her mama, you know? It made me feel like crap. Well, I miss my baby, but at the moment, my sadness wasn't because of her mother being gone. It was how bad I feel.
Gary, you're beating yourself up, my friend. Like, yeah, I don't, well, we don't know. I have a good idea what happened here, but yet you tried to tell her. Let's find out what you tried to tell your daughter before you told her the reason you were upset is because you miss your wife. And you
you don't have to take a break to kick your own, kick yourself in the ass again.
No.
Just tell us what's up, man. No judgment here. Well, maybe.
All right. Okay. All right. I get out of the truck and I open the hood and there was a sweet little guy that he probably crawled up into the wheel well when I was just shivering and trembling in pain. And I, oh my God, I felt awful.
Was it one of your grandkids?
Jesus.
Oh, see, that's why I love you sons of bitches. That's great. Real funny.
Real funny. God. I thought it was.
It wasn't my grandson. It was a little kitty cat.
I thought it was basketball.
Yeah.
Got up in there and the rubber was burning.
I've known plenty of people who've done that. My grandpa did it one time. He felt bad about it. But the only time I ever saw him feel bad about a thing is when he had some kittens that he didn't know were in the engine block and started the truck up.
Yeah. Was it when you smelled that burning and you or whatever the funk was and everything, did you know, like you had an idea?
I had a feeling it was an animal. I mean, that smell, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It smelled like a polecat. I know. But I knew he was scared and hurting because he didn't jump out. You know, he was just shivering. And so I picked him up, and his back legs were real bad. So I took my shirt off and wrapped it around his legs, and I looked back, and I should have drove the cab back to my daughter's right then and there and told her. But I knew the kids would see and freak out. And
plus, you're topless at this point.
Well, I had two shirts on.
Oh, I understand.
You know, come on.
Okay, Fat Boy's comedy's funny, but I need to stay serious. Okay, all right.
Okay, so I thought I'll take it to the 24-hour animal hospital, but it was closed. And
uh-oh.
So I drove all the way to the one near the North Carolina state line.
Yeah.
They came out to the truck and got him and left me with some paperwork. And Well, it wasn't about 10 minutes, and then they came back and told me to stop doing the paperwork because he was dead. I'll be honest with you, I hate cats, man. I really don't, but I cried. I cried like a little baby. The animal nurse told me it was because I knew the sadness it would cause my daughter and her baby.
This was not a human nurse. This was an animal nurse. Gare?
Really?
Care.
You heard it.
Really?
You heard him
really?
Sigh.
Care.
That's what you come up with.
I love you, man. We're gonna make it through this.
Not with comments like that, we're not. So the lady teared up and I was crying and she asked me if the cat was chipped and I said no and I actually told him it was my cat because just to save trouble and so she offered to dispose for the body for me and I asked her how much, and she looked at me and said, "You've been through enough. This is on the house."
Wow. Save you a lot of money.
Gary, may I ask you a question? Yes? When did you tell your daughter, or is that what's going to happen?
I ain't told her yet. That's the problem.
Okay, so that's when you went over there. Okay, I got you.
And then none of them mentioned him, and his name is Bingo. And so I say, and nobody mentioned the cat and Bingo being gone, so I'm not going to mention it. And I'm looking around the house and the yard, and I don't see him, and I'm thinking, he ain't missed him yet. Well, the very next day, my daughter calls and says that Bingo may run off, and the kids are really sad. And she had a missing poster and asked me to make copies at Staples or wherever, and bring them by that night.
Okay. Nine.
Yeah.
Interject something. I feel as though I'm not wanted.
Well, the obvious question is,
no.
Did you do it? Did you print out missing posters for the cat?
I did. And I helped her and the kid. And the kids hang them up on the street corners. And all the while I knew where the cat was. And looking back, I even feel more guilty about that, even though...
Well, yeah.
They had a good time making signs and posters and walking around hanging them up. And God, I sound like an evil person, don't I?
Well, I don't know if you've... Yeah, you do. But who really knows how they would respond in a situation like that? I mean, truly. You want to... first thought, maybe she'd been alone and the kids had not been there, certainly, but I understand that. And you wanted to, why take it there so she can then take it to the hospital? You wanted to go ahead and help out.
Yeah, you're right. But I haven't been over this last week. I know that I have to tell her and I need to do it in person, but I know I'll cry if I do it in person, and she will, and the kids will. And so one of you, Matt or Nine, was saying last week that if you don't do it on your show, well, you know, you have made an appointment, you got to go through with it. So no excuses. So I'm going to man up. Well, actually, I'm going to dad up.
Going to dad up.
Hell yeah.
We need more of that in this world.
Yeah, it's a weird spot to be in, though.
I mean, well, of course.
Yeah.
It's worse because you helped with the attempted search and rescue for the cat when you already knew what happened.
Well, not maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say, hey, good morning. Hey, I know where the cat is. I don't know. What would you say?
Well, I...
Reminds me of a song.
I don't know. I'm going to...
Dave.
I would tell her, you know, that he crawled up into my truck and he just got burned up bad. But I have to do this today because I'll be seeing him on Thursday, obviously, and a whole bunch of family there, and I don't want to have this conversation on that day amidst all those people.
So you didn't run over the cat. The cat crawled up like in the wheel well and got up in the engine area somewhere, got hot, and then when you started moving it, freaked out and got burned up a little bit.
He burned right up.
When she asked if the cat was chipped, you should have said a few of his back legs are.
God, good Lord. See, no, well, he might like that. Let's wait and see.
Two for two?
Yeah, no, one for two. No, that one.
All right, we'll keep this on the straight and narrow here. It's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, you're going to tell your daughter all of that stuff. And then we'll listen in and then, you know.
Yeah, but you're going to come in at the tail end, right? I mean, you're going to help me with this.
Oh yes. Once you tell her everything, we'll come on and let her know she's on the radio and all that. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Gare. Hold on.
I don't know if old Gare heard me. Thought that was a good one.
Yeah, but I think I probably whittled him down too much. Yeah. I always try to do that just to make him. Man, I've never heard such a. I don't know, Garrett. Well, he's got grandkids. Well, so do you, though, fat boy. But
a lot.
It's a guy that you can tell. Like he even said, I hate cats, and I'm crying, or I cried about this, or I'll cry when I tell her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, I mean, for a guy like him, it's not the cat as much as it's what you did something that will hurt your grandkids.
Yeah. But you think, had he not made the missing posters and went and posted them and all that, that makes it way worse. Can he hear us right now?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes it worse than just, I didn't know how to tell you, so I didn't tell you at first.
Yeah.
It's bad enough. But then the fact that you printed out the posters and went and helped hang up the posters, that you know, I mean, it's like you're dead catfishing.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's like somebody saying, oh, I swear I'll find the killer. You know, that situation.
Okay. All right. When we come back, Gare is going to call his daughter. We're friends now. I call him Gare. And we'll get to the case of Calico, my God, what just happened. Next, it's Truth and Consequences. Good morning, everyone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before it's
guys, you nine. Straight in your current smartphone.
Wow. Paige. I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste. And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3, the planet Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:31. Several people, before we put Gare back on.
Gare.
Yeah, I was right. Bingo is a dog's name. I mean, you can name a cat anything you want to.
Well, yeah, the Broncos had a kicker one time. His dog's name was Bingo.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I have a dog. I named it Tabby.
Did he get traded to the Broncos in that movie or away from the Broncos? I don't remember.
Well, I can't remember.
The children's movie Bingo from 1991.
B-I-N-G-O.
No, I'm trying to think. I think he's to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
To the Broncos.
I'm going to look now.
To the Broncos. Let's go. Hi, this is my dog, Mr. Jinx. You want to milk him? I mean, that's just that's an odd name.
Ah, he got traded from the Broncos to the Packers.
From not to. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so just to recap what's happened, and we'll make this quick so we can stay on time. Gary, two or three weeks ago, was over at his daughter's house. She is single. She has three grandsons, I believe he said, grandbabies, whatever. Leaving, he started to smell something in his truck when he turned the heat on. Nevertheless, he opens up the hood of his truck after he pulls over, after he gets nauseous, and realizes that their cat, had crawled up into the cat named Bingo, crawled him into the wheel well of the truck and somehow got into the motor and was burned real bad. Took the animal straight to the 24-hour vet care or whatever. Shortly thereafter arrival, the cat was pronounced dead, and they, I guess they disposed of the body or what have you. So they start to notice that the cat's not there. They put up wanted posters. Dad, Gary, he goes over there and helps them put up the wanted posters. They're missing posters, not wanted. That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Well, you just wanted.
Wanted. Better not say dead or alive. Well, better not say alive.
So now he's like, all right, I've made a mountain out of a molehill.
Pole vaulted over a mouse turd?
Yeah. Around your butt, whatever that thing is. He wants to finally come clean and tell her that he knows where the cat is. All right. Let's bring it back. Gary?
Yeah.
What's up, my friend? You doing good?
Yeah, doing all right.
You ready to dad up?
I smoked a couple of cigarettes, and I took a big old swig of bourbon, so I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Well, that's maybe a good fact. We mentioned that to future TNCers. Have two cigarettes and a swig of bourbon.
Yeah.
That'll do it to it. All right, here we go. We're going to dial your daughter Leanne's phone number. Fat Boy's going to dial your daughter's phone number. When she answers, she won't know she's on the radio. We won't come on until, like we agreed earlier, until the end. And you're sure you want to do this legally? I have to ask you, of course. Yes?
Yeah, I have to do this.
This is your digital signature then. All right, here we go. We're going to dial the number, calling daughter Leanne to tell her, I know where your cat is. Here we go. Truth and consequences.
Hello?
Hey, sweetheart.
Oh,
Can you hear me?
Hey, Daddy.
How are you today?
I'm good. You kind of scared me for a second there.
Why's that?
Oh, well, nobody calls me this early unless there's something wrong or somebody's calling in sick or whatever.
Oh.
You okay?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Well, whose phone are you on?
Well, mine. Why?
Oh. My phone sucks, I guess. It won't charge with the dam, and it says your number's blocked, so I don't know. Who knows? You calling a glow about being off all week?
No, nothing like that.
Hey, Daddy, hold on.
Okay.
Sorry, I wanted to go into my room. The kids are in there fighting over the video game, and I have to get them packed up and ready and whatever. But I can tell something's wrong, so, talk to me, old man. What's up?
Well, sweetheart, I love you, and I wanted to call and tell you that, life is, well, sometimes it's a blur, and I'm tongue-tied, ain't I?
What's going on? You aren't dying, are you? You're not calling me to tell me bad news? Is your health okay?
No, baby girl, I'm fine. I really am.
Oh, okay. Look, I think I might know what you're calling about.
You know why I'm calling?
I figure you're still trying to get me to get a honey-baked ham instead of a turkey, but, ham, Dad, on Thanksgiving?
No. It's not about the ham. Although you did say we could do ham on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Ham on
No, yes. Yeah. Okay. Put your pants on.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, Daddy, I'm fine. I'm fine. Were you calling about anything in particular? Because I got to finish getting them ready, and now I have to get no change because he apparently has sat in a wet hairball.
Just get a different pair, baby.
Okay. So, we good, Dad? I'm sorry?
A wet hairball?
Yeah, it's gross, right?
From what?
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. The cat came back after 4 days out in the wild, probably went and sowed some wild oats and came home, I reckon.
Bingo the cat.
I need you ready in 5 minutes.
Yes, honey, bingo. The only cat we have. Look, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I forgot because I didn't talk to you much and, you know, homework and everything. But I need to run, Daddy. I can call you after I drop them off if you need me to.
How is he?
Oh, he's just being a big baby because he sat in a wet hairball, and it's gross. But he's just going to change his britches, and then he'll be fine.
No. The cat, Bingo, how is the cat?
Oh, he's fine, I guess. He got laid a bunch, I guess, and came home and...
Be in the van in 5 minutes.
Daddy, I love you. Call me, okay? Call me later, please, okay?
Okay.
Gotta run.
Okay, love you. Love you, Leanne. Yeah.
I love you too, Daddy. Bye.
Bye-bye, sweet girl.
Gary.
What the hell's happening? Oh.
Gary.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait.
We never even had to come on the call.
No.
Okay,
I'm fine with it. It's rare, though.
Okay.
Whose cat did you kill?
Did you bury their cat at Pet Cemetery? Now it's mean?
Did the cat resurrect and go home?
You tell me. I don't know.
I don't either. You almost cussed. I appreciate you not.
Oh, my good Lord. I can't even. I can't even. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe it's a good idea to leave the missing posters up, just change the phone number on them.
Maybe thought it was a calico cat because it had exhaust all over it. You know what it was.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
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 So, okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're good.
Trouble averted.
You
wow.
Good? You good?
Well, somebody else still wants to know where their cat is.
Well, she doesn't live. There's nobody lives anywhere near her. So that cat either was a stray or wild or...
Yes.
Oh, my
Nature
Lord.
Took it back.
Or your daughter might have some kind of, like, imposter changeling body snatch cat over there now.
Well, you know, my first reaction was that thing came back to life.
Oh, I figured this is us cat.
Dude, me too. I was like, what kind of... I thought Pet Cemetery also. I was like, they said they disposed of the body or whatever. Where'd they put it at?
You gotta bury your own.
When I see that cat on Thanksgiving, I'm going to look it over pretty good. I'll tell you that right now.
Smell its hind end and see if it smells like exhaust or oil or something.
In Pet Cemetery, the cat's name is Church. In reality, the cat's name is Bingo. You play Bingo at church.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Boys better not be drinking.
Gary, that was, man, I have chills right now. I mean, not because it's cold in here, but that was great.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Oh, my God.
You're going to wake up 2 hours later. Oh, man.
He's such a murderer.
And the week off, too. I heard that. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I deserve it.
Yeah.
I deserve it.
What? This is a Thanksgiving miracle. Yeah. It really is.
You know, fellas, I'm going to go get drunk.
Go do it. It's your day,
wait
my
for
friend.
Me.
Yeah. Gary, we're friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you start now, you can have a buzz by 8.
There you go.
I got a list of cats I'm going to pass to you.
Okay, perfect. Gary, that was fun. I thought this was going to just be awful, and she was going to cuss you and tell you not to come over for Thanksgiving and all that.
I had all those things in my head. Oh, my good
Hallmark
Lord.
Hallmark wants to buy this story. They really do. Gary, we have to go, but thank you so much. That was heartwarming in a weird way.
Thank you, guys.
Yes,
happy
sir.
Holidays, man.
Merry
Christmas. You cat murderer.
Thank you. I don't get it.
I don't either.
He said virtually the same things, and I'm bad for it.
His reaction to that was like if he'd walked away from a plane crash. I know it's a surprise, but I don't think it's quite on that same level as if you'd survived a plane crash. You know what I mean?
Or his is like if he was standing in a field and a plane almost crashed on top of him but missed and he's okay. But then everybody on the plane is like screaming in fire.
But yeah. What if
he doesn't care because he didn't get hit? That's Gary. He just wants to get drunk.
No, well, Gary was like thinking that his daughter and three grandsons or granddaughter, whatever it was, were going to hate him, and rightfully so, likely, until he finds out that, you know.
We never get that lucky.
No. Matt stole somebody's cat and took it to Charlotte that time.
It was, climbed in the back of the truck and rode there with me, unbeknownst to me.
Some cat from Taylor's round them all the way.
It was a hobo.
Charlotte.
It was a hobo cat.
That cat's still lost.
He's probably riding on trains now. All right.
Running them.
We'll get to your phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. There's already. Give me your phone number so I can call in and ring this guy. Whoa. He is off this week. 1-800-774-0093. Your calls, and we'll talk right after this. Good morning, everybody.
3.3 The Planet Rocks.
I got you.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:50. Fat Boy feverishly dealing with some folks online. Look, it's not like the Netflix documentary. I mean, the whatever happened was an accident. You know, a lot of people are saying it is his information should be given out or some kind of thing. Because people saw the Netflix documentary where the guy, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm. Cats.
Yeah, don't blink with cats. And I'm just thinking that the guy's talking about, he had a swig of bourbon. Now he's talking about getting drunk. I'm just wondering if he left his daughter's house that night. Maybe he had a buzz. Because, you know, some people drink with dinner.
Yeah.
Some people drink with dinner.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, a lot of people, not here as much, but in other countries, they'll have a beer with lunch. A beer. Over here, we drink 14 of them.
Well, he's talked about, drinking. I'm just wondering if he left the daughter's house. Now, follow me. I'm thinking maybe he ran over a possum, but he was so inebriated that, he drove all the way to North Carolina, he said.
Could have been a raccoon.
It could have been a raccoon. It could have been
a gopher.
What's the South Park pandemic animal?
A pangolin.
It could have been a pangolin. No matter. Because by the time he got there, after driving all this time, he said an animal nurse came out there. You know, I'm imagining some big bear lady. Her hiney's clean, you know. She's not wearing pants but a lab coat. She comes out there, takes the possum. She goes in there. She's like,
awesome. I pictured a bear dressed like a nurse, like wearing the hat and everything like nurses used to wear back in the day.
Hey, Miss Bernstein. No, we divorced. Don't bring it up. And she's like,
treehouse.
This some bitch out here with a dead possum he done cooked up, thinking it's a cat.
Yeah.
Or raccoons. See a lot of raccoons lately.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
That's Bingo the cat.
Trash pan.
Well, he said it smelled like a polecat. Maybe it was a skunk.
That's what I'm saying. Well, or something. It may not have even been the animal.
Oh, he said cat's pole. I got that backwards.
No, you didn't get backwards.
The cat named Simba. Or excuse me. The cat named Bingo. Simba would be a better name. I'm thinking of...
That's the cat's name.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I was agreeing with you.
I think the other thing that's what happened with it.
Yeah, if it was malicious, it wouldn't have gone this far.
No.
He just would have not cared.
No.
Like, that's some random cat, whatever.
No. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal. One time when I was going to school, this was when I still went to Cone Elementary School and lived at Poe Mill, my parents had to be at work at 6, so my grandma would take us. And we got in her little station wagon, and she cranked it up, and feathers went everywhere.
Oh, no.
What?
In my memory, they did. It wasn't like an explosion of feathers, but a pigeon had crawled up into the hood of the station wagon. She cranked it, they went like that. And then, like I said, in my memories, feathers went everywhere, but likely they just probably were a few that just went out into the yard there.
Well, you saw Randy Johnson in the bird.
Yeah.
So it is possible to have a big puff.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, he was probably, the engine would have crunk maybe faster than he was throwing it. I don't know how cars work. I just know you sitting there trying to listen to Lovin' Hudson. First thing you hear is a bird getting all wrenched up in the block.
No, she would have been listening to Super Hooper in the morning by then, mm-hmm. I imagine. It was the Super Hooper. Yeah, okay. So, listen, let's go ahead and throw water on this fire to the angry activists on hold.
There's a few of them.
If there's, how about this? If there's a missing cat in the area then we can pass on the information. That's all we can do. It was a wildcat.
Yeah.
Big deal. They'll start some kind of crusade online about it.
Most likely a feral cat.
Yeah.
Also, to appease the animal rights people, don't get puppies as Christmas gifts. It's usually a terrible idea because it's going to turn into a grown dog. It's not like a Christmas present.
Boy, that's a good. That's a great, great point.
Or they'll have teeth issues the breeder don't tell you about.
Yeah. And then you have to re-gift it on Valentine's Day. It's not a good thing to do.
Yeah, you don't want to be one of those people who gets a puppy and then winds up with a grown dog chained up in your backyard. So puppies as Christmas presents is not usually a good idea.
But somebody found the cat, they'd have to pay to turn it in, right? Like you can't just drop it off.
She said he'd been through enough that night. It was on the house. That and also he probably brought in, a dead possum or something.
I think it was
a cat.
She was telling him he was housed.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. 1-800-774-0093. We'll pick that up in just a second. But first, Jimmy, what's up in the Plex?
Man, you want to do some news?
Yeah.
All right. In France, you have to fill out formal paperwork for a lot of things during the pandemic. So this guy had to go through government process to smash some guy's face in. And I'll tell you about that next in Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You mean with his fist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not smashing like that. Smashing like that. All right, we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys Headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, and I love waking up with the Rise Guys.
Golly, it's
93.3 The Planet. Woo!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.